Hi, and welcome to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. Newsflash. Before a woman is anything else, she's a daughter. That defines us from the very beginning. Before you sigh and think we're about to get into a discussion on feminism or gender issues, both worthy and regular topics in the news, no, I thought today we might focus on mother-daughter relationships. Now, depending on your own relationship with your mother or your daughter, singular or plural, that might send you ducking for cover or applauding with delight, because it is a relationship that is difficult to feel neutral about. Even if you never knew your mother, you will harbour certain feelings about her. There are very deep emotions relating to our mothers. Whoops, I've already done it. Talked about mother whilst sitting in the daughter's seat. And that's what I find whenever I talk to people about the topic mothers and daughters. Women immediately talk about their mothers, rather than initially talking about their daughters. Perhaps because of what I first said, before anything else, we are daughters. We could all write a book about mothers and daughters, so clearly today we will be scratching the surface. But let's first stop and reflect on the changing nature of the relationship. It moves from total dependency as babies, through childhood, the rocky road of adolescence, into life apart from mum. Maybe marriage, maybe daughters becoming mothers. And as the cycle goes, the mother gets older, potentially more dependent on daughter, and the relationship takes on another perspective again. But layered on top of that are the mother's attitudes, past history, emotional stability, which show themselves in behaviour patterns in her methods of child raising. It is little wonder that the mother-daughter relationship can be fraught. When a mother-daughter relationship is healthy, it will be based on mutual love and respect. There'll be freedom. There will be a genuine, heartfelt enjoyment for each other's achievements, and a shared pain through the tough times. It is a glorious thing. We cannot underestimate the impact of the mother on the daughter's entire sense of self-worth. A toxic relationship can lead to severe health problems such as addictive behaviour, anorexia, and even suicide. A 1991 Yale study published in the Journal of Abnormal Psychology found that women who began dieting at early ages were more likely to have daughters who would engage in binging or have problems with eating. These mothers were also more likely than other women to agree when asked that their daughters should lose weight. Mothers do impact their daughter's psyche. My two guests today have both been negatively impacted by their mothers, and as mothers of daughters themselves, they have sought and are continuing to seek to right the wrongs of their own childhoods. Pat always felt unwanted and unloved. Trisha's memories were initially of a happy childhood, but it was only as an adult experiencing mothering herself that repressed memories started to emerge, and she discovered a whole new and not so attractive picture. Stay with Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey as we hear and learn from Pat and Trisha's stories.
Hi, this is Roma Waterman, and you're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
Pat, mothers and daughters, there's a particular relationship between mothers and daughters that's definitely unique. Would you say that?
I'd certainly say that, and it depends on the mother and the daughter, and I found a lot that it depends much more on the background of the mother. If she hasn't had a very loving background, well, it's not often that she can give it to the child. And with a mother and daughter, they seem to be in competition very often.
Now, if the mother's had a background that isn't very loving, then the daughter's going to have the same background and it perpetuates itself.
No, I don't believe that, because I believe you can... Usually a child is brought up in a particular situation, they're more likely to make vows and say, I will never be like that. And they tend then to put an emphasis on love, is which what I did with my children.
So you're speaking from experience then about your own mother.
That's right. Yes, she was a very difficult woman in a sense, and she also rejected me from very early and throughout my life. It was just one of those things. A lot of people say, well, mothers must love their daughters, but there's no law that says it. It's good, but if they don't, I think the problem sometimes lies in the mother, something that's never been resolved. And so because I became a Christian, I was in that wonderful position of being able to resolve my problem. But I suppose the thing I had to resolve most of all, I found it very difficult to forgive my mother for past things, and much as I tried, I couldn't. I had an expectation of her that she would one day acknowledge me and be kind to me. And so whenever I visited her, I always had this expectation. And pretty soon she'd put me down and I'd go into this place of depression and I realised I had to do something about it.
What was it like growing up?
Well, when you're growing up, you don't know that it's not right. It's only as you get older and you see other people and the hurts begin to arise. I don't think children feel it so much. It's later on. And so, as I said, I had to come to these areas of resolving it. One of the ways I worked on was I found that if you expect someone to behave badly, such as put you down or something, you're almost waiting for it. You're looking for it. Your expectation is in the negative. And so I began to pray a prayer. God, let me see the good qualities in my mother and not notice the things that annoy me. And let my mother see the good qualities in me and not notice the things that annoy her. And I just prayed this regularly because I was looking for the negative. And when I began to pray that, I then began to recognize some of the good qualities.
And what good qualities were revealed to you?
Great zest for life, continuing intellectual interest in everything. Certainly she had a love of her grandchildren. Oh yes, there are a number of good qualities that I saw, just her abilities. I think her probably ability in many ways. She was a very intelligent lady.
In praying that prayer and then seeing her good points, how did you then embrace them when you're also being, on the other hand, put down still?
Well, I gave away my expectations and said, I'm expecting her to behave in a way I want her to behave, instead of allowing her to behave as she was. I was really saying, change your character. No, I wanted it changed, but I was hoping she would change. There's no reason why she should, unless God dealt with her.
You were relinquishing her as she was in your eyes.
That's right. To be disappointed because she wasn't as I expected her to be was really unfair to her. So I began every day saying, Mum, in Jesus' name I honour you because you gave me life and you provide for me. And in Jesus' name, to obey him, I love you. Now, I found that very difficult to say, very difficult to say. But I kept saying it, and I said it for about the whole time, I don't know, 4 weeks or something, every morning. And this particular day, I had to go out, and she said something. And I felt myself bend down, and I kissed her on top of the head, and I said, it's okay, Mum. I haven't been a very good daughter, and I love you. She never remarked on it. But things did change after that. And that was a fairly dramatic area of my life. And from then on, instead of the relationship consuming me with anger, she could still put me down and she still was a problem. But it didn't consume me. I was free.
Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey will be back shortly.